We're here in Buffalo to talk about an issue that really is critical to the economy, to economic development, and to the future of our country, which is modernizing our infrastructure. We built our highways in the 50s and 60s. We have 100-year-old lock and dams. And we really believe now is a critical moment in our country's history where we just passed tax reform, but we need to follow that up with investing as rebuilding our infrastructure. We're looking at other countries that are doing it. We continue to fall behind. And we really believe that the opportunity with President Trump and congressional Republicans and Democrats, this is an issue they've all talked about, and now we have an opportunity to get something done that can then provide a long-term federal blueprint. Then the state of New York, the Buffalo region can come together and say, we know what the federal government's going to provide us in infrastructure investment. We now can add to that total, and we can have a plan that every American can benefit from.
And so infrastructure is the buzzword for the average person on the street. You know, what type of things are you really talking about?
So we're talking about our transportation networks, our roads, our bridges, our public transit systems, but also our airports, our waterways, our ports. These are all in critical components of moving people and goods. We're also looking at our water systems, both stormwater and wastewater. In the energy sector, transmission grid, and then in communities that don't have broadband access, looking at providing every American the opportunity to have broadband access.
And so is this plan affordable?
Well, what the question should be, is it affordable to do nothing? And the answer is no. So this plan is going to cost money for highways, for bridges, for public transit. We haven't adjusted the source of revenue that pays for that, which is the federal user fee, the fuel tax. It's been 18.4 cents for 26 years. Our plan calls for a 5-cent adjustment in that over a 5-year period. And that would raise up to close to $500 billion over a 10-year period. Right now, doing nothing costs the average American $600 a year in a blown tire or a busted axle due to inadequate road conditions. The average American also loses $1,000 a year due to wasted fuel costs sitting in congestion. So our proposal that calls for an adjustment of the fuel tax would cost the average American $9 a month or about $110 a year. I'm not a math major, but I think if you look at the cost benefit, $1,600 cost to do nothing versus $110 investment in our country for an asset that lasts for a long time. This is an investment worth making. And it's not just businesses. It's also we're joined by organized labor, the AFL-CIO, the building trades, the trucking industry, the manufacturers. So we're joined by a broad constituency of groups. And 35 states have adjusted their fuel tax in the last 15 years. It's the federal government that hasn't done its part.
And so with unemployment at an all-time low, and as you know, businesses, industries are scrounging for skilled workers, who's going to do this work?
Well, that's a great question, and that's why that is one of our parts of our infrastructure plan to letsrebuildamerica.com, is that we need to figure out ways to train these workers to do this high-skilled paying jobs that are American jobs. But we also have to have a serious discussion about, at 3.7% unemployment, serious discussion about how do we have an immigration policy that protects our borders, but at the same time allows us to bring in the men and women to do these jobs. The good news is the administration included this as part of their discussion points on infrastructure. We've included it. It's going to be part of the debate.
And so building public business community support, critical.
It's very critical. And that's one of the reasons we're here in Buffalo. We're going to ask folks in the business community and other citizens to contact their members of Congress, let them know this is a critical issue, we need action on it. We go around the country and do this, but the business community is energized and ready. This is the time to get it done.